is healing your body right now. Ekoba, Shatalobokosha.
For me in the day and in the night.
Yo,
that I'm thinking to step into you.
What's up, everybody?
I move you. I ain't your typical man.
Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed, broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California. Glad to have everybody tuning back into the show. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. And UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. That's where you can chop it up with other players such as yourself. Let's see who's on the phone. Who's calling?
My name is Peaches.
What's up, Peaches?
How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from, Peaches?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Okay, what's on your mind, Peaches?
I'm calling about the dating game and why it's changed over the past couple of years.
So why do you think the dating game has changed over the past few years?
I think the internet has made it change a lot because everything moves faster on the internet.
That's true. That's true.
And there's not a lot of time for, you know, courtship and wining and dining and stuff like that. You know, you meet somebody online and it's like, okay, they're ready to send you, you know, pictures of their, you know, body parts.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. So that's a good point. And thanks for the call, Peaches. Well, these women with these goddamn names with food in them, y'all know how I feel about that. Anyway, on today's show, we're going to talk about the game and how the game has changed. The Mackin game, the dating game. We're going to talk about how the game has changed altogether over the past few years. I want to first give a shout out to BrilliantBrown.com. I did an interview with them, a very good interview, and they posted the interview up. So everybody can check out the interview I did with BrilliantBrown.com. Real cool people over there. I also want to give a shout out to Joseph South. He's a white guy out of Canada. He has a podcast and he talks about the game and he talks about the Mac Lessons Radio Show in my books a lot. He always gives a shout out. So I want to shout out Joseph South. What's up, Joe? But like I said, on today's show, we're going to talk about the dating game and the Mackin game and how the game has changed over the years. People always say the game don't change, the players change, the game remains the same. But in many instances, man, the game has changed. In a lot of instances, like even in sports, the same rules of sports apply, but in a lot of cases, the game changes. A lot of it has to do with technology. A lot of the game, sports, dating, Mackin, what have it, it changes due to the internet. There's a lot of factors that come into play that makes the game evolve and makes the game change. Now, the dating game, it's not like it used to be back in the day. And the caller Peaches made a very good point. The internet has kind of changed the game up a lot. Whereas back in the day, you remember back in the 30s and 40s, when it was time to get your Mac on, you had to get your Mac on. There was no internet. There was no cell phone. It was all about your personality. Back in the day, in the 30s, 40s, what have you, you had to put on a nice suit. You had to go put some Murray's grease in your hair and go down to the juke joint and spit game to one of the ladies out there. You had to be very interactive with your game. Now, you don't have to do that. You can meet women sitting at home in your drawers. On the internet, you can meet women all day and all night. it's somewhat interpersonal because you don't really hone in on your verbal skills. You don't get a chance to hone in on your nonverbal skills. Because like I've always said, the Mackin game is 90% nonverbal. And when you're on the internet all the time, you're just dealing with verbals. And I'm not knocking the internet. It's cool to meet people off the internet. But you want to get out there and get in the field and put your game out and put your game down like that. Let's see who's on the phone. Hotline.
Yo, this is Nick.
Hey, what's going on, Nick? What's on your mind, player?
Oh, man, I hear your topic. I think one of the problems could be very simple. The game is so good, it goes over the girl's head.
Okay.
Because they're so stupid.
So you say stupidity might be one of the reasons the game has changed?
Oh, yeah. I think, like you said earlier in your podcast, it's dumbing down to people, especially maybe here in the SC. I see it as you lay down a good game, it goes over the head like a cruise missile.
You know what? You make a good point, man. Thanks for the call, player. I'm about to touch on that now.
Oh, thank you, Tariq.
All right, man. And that's a good point. This brother made a very good point. There has been a dumbing down of America, especially America's youth. A lot of times, man, when a brother, if your game is tight, and women too, because there's a lot of women who have their shit together, but they can't find a man who has enough game to deal with them. And you have a lot of brothers with good game and good conversation, but the women out here on some chicken head shit. So you're spitting some good game, but it's going over their heads. I always say it's like trying to speak Chinese to a Mexican. You can be as fluent and as articulate as you can be, but they still are not going to get it. So that has a lot to do with it. But back to the internet thing. With the whole internet dynamic, man, and again, I'm not knocking the internet. The internet is great. But you still have to get out there in the field and put your game down on women face to face because they have to see your nonverbal language. They have to see your voice inflection. They have to see your body movement. All that has a bearing on the way you communicate. But the game has changed. And back to what the caller just said about a lot of women not being mentally up to par to the game, I think a lot of women now are confused. There are a lot of confused women out there, and a lot of men are being led by women. And that has a bearing on the game. And if women are confused and she's the leader, guess who else is going to be confused? The men who follow them. See, that has another bearing on the game, the male-female dynamic today. The male-female dynamic today isn't the same as it was back in the day. Back in the days, and I'm saying like in the 30s, 40s, 50s, a man was a man. It was cool to be kind of macho. If you look at the male entertainers back in the day, they were like cool-ass guys. Humphrey Bogart, John Wayne, James Dean. You know, real cool, mackish guys. I was at a meeting in Hollywood. I was at a Hollywood studio the other day, and I saw all these old photographs and old posters of all these old actors, and it just tripped me out on how mackish these guys were. The Clark Gables. I mean, these guys just took pride in their appearance and their game, and they were real macho. They were suave, but they were macho. You know, back in the days, they had cowboy movies. You had, you know, movies for men. Movies like The Godfather. You had the John Wayne movies. They had the spaghetti westerns with Clint Eastwood. Now look at the kind of westerns we have today. Brokeback fucking Mountain. So the game has really, really, really changed. And it's changed because of the male-female dynamic. men have become more sensitive. Men have been programmed to be more sensitive. And women have been programmed to be the leaders of the relationship. And unfortunately, a lot of men have accepted that. So that has a lot to do with the state of the dating game today. Also, another thing, I talked about this the other day. The grown crack babies. I did a whole show about that a couple of weeks ago. Now, when I wrote The Art of Mackin', I talked about, and that was, 7 years ago when I wrote The Art of Mackin'? And I think the game changes a little bit every 5 years. You gotta flip the game every 5 years because people change. And when people change, the dynamic of society changes. I wrote The Art of Mackin' 7 years ago. And I talked about how the best age group of women to get with are women between 18 and 25, 23 being the best. Now, here in 2007, that's kind of changing up a little bit because we have a lot of women in that age group who grew up in crackhead households, especially a lot of women who grew up in the inner city or a major metropolitan city. They grew up with some crackhead parents or somebody in the family was on crack because these women were born in the mid-80s, mid to late 80s, in the height of the crack epidemic. So their mentality is on some other shit right now. It's hard to really spit good game at a female who grew up around crackhead instincts because she's going to pick up those instincts whether or not she's on the pipe or not. You feel what I'm saying? Let's see who's on the phone real quick. Hotline.
Yeah, what's going on, K-Flex?
What's going on, Pimp Juice? What's your name, man?
It's Brand New.
What's up, Brand?
Alex Gardena.
Oh, there you go. What's going on? What's on your mind, player?
Oh, yeah, I just got the bulletin and whatnot, and I see that dating game has changed, you know what I'm saying, in my eyes.
Okay. How so?
Dealing with the mentality of these women now, they got more of these independent women type things going out here with the attitude and things. And it's like a different kind of mindset you got to come at them with right now.
That's true.
See, like right now, I got, like, you know, me and a couple of my homies and stuff, I don't even go out on dates no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the type to just go out there and butter the bitch up. She go back to the house or whatever. I end up with the kiss on the cheek and she call the next nigga up to come beat it up. That ain't even my type.
You feel me?
Style.
You feel me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, player. That's fun. And you know what? And my brother made a real good point. Man, you can't really take women out on dates like you did back in the day. You know, back in the day, you wanted to meet a nice young lady. You meet her. You wanted to get to know her. You sit out on the porch, drink lemonade, and you take her ass to the shop, the soda shop or the hamburger stand and drink a milkshake with her. And y'all chop up game, go home, call each other, and court each other. That's what the old people used to say, court, coat. You can't do that now. Women, they go out on a date, eat up all your food, go home, and fuck the next nigga. That's why, and my brother right here, he said he don't go on dates. I don't really go on dates either like that unless I know a woman. I do not go on dates, man. I don't go on those let's get to know you dates. That shit is dead. And it's dead because women are doing that type of shit. I think the last date I went on was about 5 years ago. Probably longer than that. It was actually much longer than that. It was like in the 90s. The last date I went on, one of those get to know you dates. And fellas, we've all went on whack dates. And that date was so whack, that just made me not want to go out on a date no more. And I know every brother out there got a bad date story. You know, you meet a woman and you go out with her because, you know, you're trying to get your foot in the door. And so you go on a whack date just to get your foot in the door. I went on a date with this chick. And she was a very nice looking broad. And she was a social worker. She worked with, like, handicapped kids. And she was like, Tariq, I want you to go to this event with me tomorrow night. I'm like, all right, I'll roll up there with you. And it was an event she was doing with her handicapped students, the kids. I don't know if they call them students or what, but they were her handicapped clients or whatever. So, and I never told her this, but this shit was so bugged out. They were at the Hollywood Casino, the Hollywood Park Casino. People in L.A. know this. It's on Century Boulevard, and they got like a karaoke club up there. So I met her up at the karaoke club. I didn't know that they were going to have like a handicap karaoke night. And I got up there. She was like, yeah, my students, they're going to sing. I said, oh, shit. I'm like, I don't want to laugh at these people. That shit, I don't want to laugh at these folks. And I know I'm going to laugh because the whole concept of handicapped karaoke is already fucking me up. So I'm thinking they're going to go to the club. It's going to be a regular club and they're going to dance. And me and old girl, we're going to be off in the corner, doing what we do. I didn't know it's going to be like a performance. I'm like, oh, shit, what the fuck have I gotten myself into? So anyway, I'm sitting up there, and it was one dude named Jimmy, and he's handicapped, and I'm not knocking any handicapped folks, I'm making fun of any handicapped people, but this motherfucker got on stage, and it was his turn to sing, and he decided to sing Saturday Love by Sherelle and Alexander O'Neal. My nigga, I'm like, oh God, I'm about to fucking lose it. I know I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna embarrass myself. I'm gonna lose it. This nigga got on there. First, he was doing all right. He was singing. He had the beat for a minute. He got up there doing his little carrier. He was like, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love. I said, all right, I'm cool. I'm not tripping. Then he lost the beat. He started singing and started getting the days fucked up. He was like, Thunday, Monday, Saturday, Friday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, love. I said, oh, my nigga. Then this nigga started throwing in months of the year. He was like, Thunday, January, February, Monday, Friday, Sunday, Saturday. I said, look, bitch, you and I ain't gonna make it because I'm about to laugh my ass off at these niggas. So that was the last date I went on. I was cool after that. After seeing Jimmy fuck up Saturday Love, I was cool. Anyway. But I digress. But like I was saying before, fellas, the dating game has changed because a lot of women are confused. A lot of men have taken the submissive, subservient role in the relationship. Women are running the relationship, and that has a lot to do with the way the dynamic of the relationship is. So, fellas, we got to step it up as men. You got to step it up and get the game back to where it's supposed to be. And I always hear people say, well, the game don't change, only the players. Man, the game will change. I'm telling you, and the game has been changing. Even the game of basketball. Let me give you an example like basketball. In basketball, the rules are basically the same. You have the same rules, but different players create different standards of excellence in the game. Like, for instance, Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant is a great player. Kobe Bryant is an excellent player as far as I'm concerned. And people like to kind of compare him to Jordan. And there's no comparison to him and Jordan because they played a different type of game. Like back in the day, them niggas played some hard-ass basketball back in the day. Y'all remember back in like the 70s and 80s where these niggas would literally shatter the backboard, slam dunk it on somebody? Some of you younger cats might not remember that, but back in the day, these niggas would shatter backboards dunking on your ass. Now, you tap somebody, you get fouled out, you knock somebody down, you got doctors running on the court. So the game is not as hard as it used to be. They played real ball, and the last hard players to me was like the Magic era, Jordan, Barkley, Pippen, that era, that's the last era of that hard ball they played, because them niggas earned their money. There weren't all those big-time endorsements back in the day. They had to earn whatever endorsement they had. Now you got dudes fresh out of high school who's never set a foot on an NBA court getting $20 million endorsement deals. So they don't play that hard ball like they used to. As a matter of fact, they kind of coddle the players now because they don't want them getting hurt. Because, you know, these corporations, they want to protect their investments. So that has made the basketball game standard change a little bit. I know Chris Rock had a very good joke about Babe Ruth. He was talking about how Babe Ruth, people always talk about how he was one of the greatest baseball players. And Chris Rock was like, no, he's not. Babe Ruth wasn't no good player, because back when he played, they didn't even let black people play. They didn't even let the best play. And that made a lot of sense. And it's the same thing with the dating game. Now, the standards of the dating game has kind of went down because a lot of women are running the relationships. A lot of men's standards aren't as high. A lot of men don't hold women up to a higher standard. Because we have a lot of men who are followers, men will accept anything women put out. See, I got that. I got old school values. I got high standards for women. Yeah, women now, women don't get manicures and pedicures like they supposed to now. Nowadays, you got a woman, she take off her shoe, feet look like a goddamn snow beast. Women nails be all dirty, and women walk around, they feet look like they doing the goddamn river dance in a pair of flip-flops. I make women go get pedicures, you fuck with me. Hell, I'm not walking around with your ass and my nails look better than yours. You dig what I'm saying? So that has a lot to do with the game, man. You got to make women step their shit up. And I'm hard. Y'all, anybody who knows me personally, they know that I'm hard on the women I deal with. I hold them up to a high standard. You got to step your game up. I upgrade your ass like Beyonce. You got to upgrade. That's how I roll. But fellas, I leave it up to the men to bring the game back to excellence. It's really up to the guys, because women are natural followers. Women are not leaders, in relationships especially. It's unnatural. And men, you're not supposed to be followers. It's up to men to bring the standard of excellence back to the Mackin game. Y'all got to step up your game, step up your standards, step up your leadership skills, step up your integrity. And once you do that, the women will fall into place. And I don't mean bring the game to a level of chauvinism. It ain't like oppressing women. There has to be balance. Because I know back in the day, many years ago, women couldn't vote. Women couldn't do this. Women couldn't do that. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about having general balance to the dating game, where women know their roles and men know their roles. I know a lot of women out here, I don't want to be controlled, but God damn it, you ain't doing nothing on your own that successfully. I know a lot of women go to the extreme. They think that listening to a man means being controlled by a man, and that's not what the game is about. Every woman wants a man who can upgrade them mentally. The problem is, we got all these women out here running around willy-nilly, don't know they ass from a hole in the ground, confused, eating pussy and trying to be dudes, and don't know what they want to goddamn do. And you got men running up behind them like little hound dogs. So it's up to the men to step their standards up. Because women are following the men, and if the men are following the women, it's just a cycle of confusion. You feel me? Anyway, everybody, that's been today's episode of the Lessons Radio Show. I know a lot of people called in today. I didn't want to break my flow. That's why I wasn't answering too many calls. I'm going to get everybody's calls tomorrow. Don't forget to check out MacLessons.com to get the Mac Lessons DVD. Don't forget to check out UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. And don't forget, everybody, you can go to iTunes and download the podcast directly to your iPod. Go to iTunes and type in Mac Lessons, and you get all the shows for free. And I'm going to let you know pretty soon when I'm going to have the next special show. I got another special show coming up, so I'm going to keep you guys posted on that. All right? I'll let you guys tomorrow.